Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Sometimes we forget that Jesus is about to come back. Sometimes we think that the battle we're fighting will last forever, but it won't. There will come an ending. The strife will not be long. We are going to have the victory, and we will overcome.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus. He soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall be led. Tell every foe its vanquish, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Hello, hello, welcome back. I'm glad that you're here with me again as we continue learning and studying about a centurion named, do you remember his name? Ooh, this is a good quiz question. What was the centurion's name? Started with a C. Cornelius. His name was Cornelius. And did he love Jesus or not? He did. What were the two main things, the main reasons why the angel came? He said two things. Do you remember the first one? Cornelius gave alms, that means money, to help God and to help His work. And what was the other thing? His prayers. Cornelius was wanting to know more and learn more, but could he just walk into the synagogue down the street and learn about Jesus? No, because the Jews did not like Gentiles to come anywhere near them. So the Gentiles weren't allowed, and he couldn't learn about Jesus from the Jews because the Jews didn't believe in Jesus. So God had it all taken care of. Now, could that angel have shared with him a special message and told him everything that he needed to know? Yeah, he could have. But who does God use to share the message of Jesus' love with other people? People. People tell people about Jesus. That's how God made it. Do you know why? Because we have similar experiences to other people. We understand when times are rough. We understand what it's like to be discouraged. We understand how it feels to not know Jesus. The angels don't have that experience. So God uses us to connect with those around us and tell them of His love for them. Well, today, we are going to kind of play a game. It's an animal game, a guessing game. I know we played one last time. Well, we're going to do one this time, too. I am going to give you the name of an animal, and I want you to tell me if it's a clean animal or an unclean animal. Now, some of you may be scratching your heads and going, Miss Katie, what is a clean animal and what is an unclean animal? Well, it's important to know that before this lesson today. In the Old Testament, I think it's in Leviticus, it talks about clean animals and unclean animals. And basically, clean animals are animals that it's okay to eat, that God has said you can eat these animals. Unclean animals are animals that God says do not eat these animals. There are some criteria that we'll kind of talk about as we play this game, but I'm going to give you the name of an animal and you tell me if it's clean, if it's something that God said it's okay to eat, or if it's unclean, something that God says, do not eat this animal, no matter what. Okay? So here we go. Is a camel clean or unclean? What do you think? A camel is unclean. One of the criteria for a clean animal is that it chews its cud. That means that it spits up the food in its stomach and chews it and swallows it again. It chews its cud and it has a split hoof, like a goat or a sheep. Well, camels, they chew their cud. They do. But they don't have a split hoof. They have like a pad of a foot. So they are unclean. God says you should not eat those animals. All right, here's the next one. A sheep. What do you think about a sheep? Do you think it's a clean animal or unclean animal? It is a clean animal. It has a split hoof, and it also chews its cud. All right, what about a vulture? A vulture is a big bird. Vultures are unclean because guess what they are? They're scavengers. And scavengers mean that they go and they eat dead animals. They kind of clean up the dead animals so that a lot of bacteria and germs don't get all over in the environment. They eat it. They are unclean. God does not want us eating scavengers. All right, here's another one. What about a cow? What do you think on a cow? Is it clean or is it unclean? Well, does a cow have a split hoof? It does. It has a hoof that has two. Does it chew its cud? Does it spit up its food and chew it and then swallow it again? It does. So a cow is a clean animal. Now, what about a rabbit? Go a rabbit. Rabbit, you know, they hop around. They have big little bunny ears. Oftentimes people do eat rabbits, but are they clean or are they unclean? What does God say? A rabbit is unclean. God says we should not eat a rabbit. They chew their cuds, but they do not have a split hoof. They have a little paw. So we should not eat rabbits. For those of you who are wondering, I am a vegetarian. That means that I don't eat any animals. It doesn't matter if they're clean or unclean. I have chosen not to eat any animals. There's a lot, but every family is different. Some people are completely plant-based, meaning that they don't eat any animal products and they don't eat any meat. Other families don't eat any meat. Some families only eat clean meat and they don't eat unclean meat. Every family is different. I just want you to be made aware that there is a distinction in the Bible, that God has made a difference between some animals that he has said it is okay to eat and some that he has said it is not okay to eat. We're going to get started with our lesson. So let's pray and ask that God's Spirit will be with us. Lord, as we open the Bible, your word, we pray that you will be with us and lead us and guide us as we study and learn more about what you consider clean and unclean. In Jesus' name, amen. Peter was still helping the believers in Joppa while messengers from Cornelius were on their way there. God knew that Peter wouldn't want to go with the messengers because guess what? Peter was what we call prejudiced. That means that he thought that if somebody was different from him, then he wasn't going to be around them. But that's not how God works. God knew that Peter wouldn't want to go with those messengers. Peter still needed to learn that God loved other races of people just as much as he loved the Jews. So, before the messengers from Cornelius would arrive, Peter needed to quickly understand that what he thought about other races of people was wrong. God loves everyone. God does not distinguish between some people and other people. They're all the same to him. The messengers Cornelius had sent were getting close to Joppa. Well, where was Peter? What was he doing? Let's look it up in Acts chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. We're going to read quite a few verses today, so I want you to open your Bibles, and if you don't have them with you already, go get your Bible, and we're going to open up to Acts. Acts is in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 10, it's kind of towards the middle of the book. Acts chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 9 and 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. What was Peter doing? Where was Peter? What was going on? We're going to look and see what the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
The next day, as they went on their journey and near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray. About the sixth hour, then he became very hungry and waited to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
So this is the next day. Remember, it was quite a ways away, about 30 miles, so it took the men a while to get there. And it's the next day. Peter's up on the housetop to pray, and it's about the sixth hour, so it means it's about noon, the middle of the day. Now, how was Peter feeling? He was hungry, wasn't he? He wanted to eat, but while he was waiting for the food to be cooked, have you ever had to wait for the food to be cooked? Yeah, while he was waiting, he fell into a trance. That means that he had a vision. It's kind of like a dream in the daytime when he's awake, okay? Peter was about to see something that would help him to know that God loves all kinds of people, no matter who they are. What did Peter see in that vision from God? Let's look at verse 11 and verse 12. We're going to read that. Acts chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. Here's what that says.
And saw heaven opened, and the object like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him, and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air.
So what was coming down from heaven? An object, kind of like a sheet. Have you ever made your bed and put a sheet on your bed? Well, this is a big sheet. And what was in this sheet? Lots of animals. And here it is descending. That means it's being let down. And what does he see inside of it? All kinds of four-footed animals of the earth. Wild beasts, creeping things, that's like bugs. Do you like bugs? Ooh, I don't like bugs. Bugs, birds of the air, all kinds of different things. That sounds kind of interesting. You know what was different about these animals that were in the sheet? They were animals that God had said his people were never to eat because they were unclean. So snakes, lizards, horses, ostriches, lions, all kinds of animals that are unclean. God said, do not eat them. Pigs are unclean. Then Peter heard a voice, and he knew Jesus was speaking to him. What did Jesus tell him to do? Look at verse 13.
And a voice came to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat.
Wait a second. Jesus told him to get up and eat these animals? But wait a second, these animals are unclean. Peter was shocked. He couldn't even think of doing what Jesus had said to do. So what did Jesus tell him next? Look at verse 14 and verse 15. How did Peter respond, and what did the voice say?
But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And the voice spoke to him again, the second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call common.
The voice said, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. Huh. So, was God saying that these animals are now clean and he can eat them? No, that's not what he was saying. Many people think that that is what God was saying, but it's not. Peter couldn't understand what was happening. He was sure that Jesus wasn't telling him to eat those unclean animals. Then the same thing happened again, and then again. Three times the sheet came down, and three times the voice said the same thing. Look at verse 16.
This was done three times, and the object was taken up to heaven again.
Do you think Peter was kind of wondering what was going on? What is this about? Did Jesus really want Peter to eat those unclean animals? No, he didn't. Jesus was using an object lesson. Do you know what an object lesson is? It's where you use an object or something to teach a lesson. For example, I could tell you all about my garden. My garden with lots of different plants, and I have a watering system. But if that watering system fails, the plants will die because then there'll be no water. So I have to go out and water them every single day. Water, water, water. They need water, especially in the summertime when it's so hot and so dry. I could use the garden and say that this garden is like our spiritual life. When I'm out there watering, I think about how I need to be spending time with Jesus each and every day. Just like I water the plants every day so that they can get the water that they need to grow and to produce fruit, I need to spend time with Jesus each and every day so that I can share His love with others, so that I can be filled and be healthy and be strong. That garden is an object lesson. Am I a garden and am I a plant? No, but I used it to illustrate an important point that we need to spend time every day with Jesus. Start our day with Jesus, right? That's what God was doing with Peter. He was using these animals to teach Peter a special lesson. He was helping Peter to understand that he shouldn't call people of other races unclean. He shouldn't say, oh, they don't look like me, so I'm not going to be around them. I'm not going to associate with them. God loves everyone. He wants everyone to be in His kingdom. If we go through life saying, oh, they're not as good as me, or, oh, they're different than me, or they act different, I don't want anything to do with them, what are we going to do when we get to heaven and they're there? How are we going to get along in heaven if we can't get along here on earth? Peter was being prepared because there were three men that were on their way to come and ask him to go to Cornelius' house. Cornelius was a Jew. He must not think of Cornelius as being unclean because he was of a different race. So, we're going to find out next time what happened when these men showed up and what Peter did to share Jesus with those around him. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your love. Please be with us today as we go through our school, and our work, and our play. There's so much to do, but we are thankful that we were able to spend this time with you today. Help us to learn more and to put you first and start every day with Jesus. We love you. Amen.
Acts 10, 34 and 35.
God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality. But any nation, whoever fears them and works righteousness is accepted by Him. But any nation, whoever fears them and works righteousness is accepted by Him. God shows no partiality.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Starting this coming Monday, you can join me right here as we learn about modern-day missionaries.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.